Second perek of Tehillah, Mishnah Ches, is a continuation of the idea in the previous Mishnayos of separations between various minim in respect to Kalayim, and also in certain instances that we see that it's planning just for testing this seed, and therefore it's not considered Kalayim. Ein Tzemchim say Tzvua Chad al Nechariya. One is not allowed to plant mustard or chariya, some other type of spice, next to the wheat field, because, as we said, there's a certain distance, which we'll see later, has to be separate between different minim. I will say to him, say, Yerok is chad l'chariya. If he has a field of lettuce or cabbage or whatever it may be, he's allowed to plant chad and chariya next to it, because the chad l'chariya damages these vegetables. And therefore, similar to what we saw in the previous mission by the fish, and it's clear that he didn't plant this for growing purposes, he just wanted to test the seeds, which is acceptable. The same echlabu, ulanir, ulagapa. Now we are saying other things that are considered separation between two fields. So if you have one field on the side of a boor is an uncultivated piece of earth, a near is a plowed piece of earth, but nothing's been planted yet. Those pieces of earth separate the fields on both sides, and one can plant wheat on one side and barley or some other meat on the other side. The same thing, a gapa is some type of fence. And a derech, if there's a path in between, l'godeh, shugavah tzfachim, and also a wall which is 10 tzfachim tall, that's the size of mechitza. L'chotshu omek hatzar tzfachim v'rochav arba, or if there's a pit in the ground which is 10 tzfachim wide and 4 tzfachim deep, all these things. L'ilan shumetach ala oretz, if there's a tree that is going over the ground. The stone also, which forms as a mechitza between the two, is enough to be a separation. Hello?